Hey everybody, it's Monica Sigmund here with Tim and Bev Walden and a very special guest. We promised, we delivered, back by popular demand. Jalynn Webb is joining us today. So I am going to let Tim take it away and introduce her and explain what we'll be talking about today.
Oh yeah, thanks. Thanks, Lenny, for being with us. I mean, Jalynn has always been, certainly she's family. We love her for that reason, but she's amazing in the world of business and relationship building with clients, client experience. She's in theater in Colorado and a performer and manager sales. I'll screw up the names if I try to say all the things that you do, so forgive me, but let's just say she's like super, super amazing at what she does. And one of the things that Jalynn did many years ago was to work here at Walden's, and she helped us change our direction and understand just how amazing an industry we already love could really be, both in connecting with people to next level. Our sales went through the roof because I think we didn't realize what potential was, what the art that we were doing, what it could mean to families. And Jalynn was a big part of that shift. The saddest day in our life was when she left. But yeah, we still get all teary eyed over that, but she still helps us out in certain ways. And so Jalynn is here from Colorado here recording with us today. And so one of the things that I think the topic for today, and this is an area, Jalynn, you just are so gifted in. And I know, gosh, I just don't know. It all comes from such a good place of being the kind of person you are, but also the experiences you had in life. And that is building relationships and connecting with people, creating experience for them. This is such a vital part to our industry as photographers. And I know you probably have some wisdom to share. I'd love to just know what you can share with photographers about the value of experience and relationship building, and then some of the how-tos, just whatever you want to share in that area. We'd love to hear about it.
Well, thanks for having me. Again, this is a topic that for me probably drives the majority of the decisions that I make in any part of my life, whether it is interacting with our clients or customers, whether it is performing, working with children, all of these things that I am so passionate about. And it all stems, I have sort of discovered in this last year that my key word for this right now is community. And I think that we have come out of a time where we have felt very isolated from the world around us. No place in our world was hit harder in the past couple of years than the arts communities and the visual arts, the performing arts, theaters. And coming back and understanding the importance of community, I think, is the way to start to understand what that means in your own community, both internally and externally, because every portrait studio, if it's one photographer, a team of five, whatever that looks like, you are actually a community, right? You have to be connected in your values and your ideals. And then how does that internal community connect with the external community at large? When we talk about that here at the theater, we just went through a huge thing. So I thought I would share our new mission statement because it really drives everything that we do. And we try to filter every decision we make for our customers through this. And I think it's important. So I'll say this too here, and we can have a conversation about this maybe on another podcast, about the importance of your values for your business and your mission statement. And we've been in business for 16 years and we just redid ours because things change. Things change. I think our values change, our mission changes. And ours here, I'll just read it really briefly. I don't think a mission statement should be super long, but ours is, we are a light that shines brightly for our community. Our mission is to inspire joyful memories that last a lifetime. Candlelight strives to create exceptional live entertainment, extraordinary customer service, and unforgettable experiences. So isn't that nice?
Yeah. That's
why
nice.
Don't you read? Can you read that one more time, Jalen?
Yeah, I sure can. And I can send this.
Mainly because I didn't get it all written down.
Sure. I'll also send this if you want to post it in your notes.
We can do that for sure.
Yeah, we are a light, which is kind of fun because our business is called The Candlelight. Side note, we are a light that shines brightly for our community. Our mission is to inspire joyful memories that last a lifetime. Candlelight strives to create exceptional live entertainment, extraordinary customer service, and unforgettable experiences.
Yeah, that's exceptional. Yeah. I love that, Jalen. You know, I know you've got more to say about that, but I want to interject this so I don't lose this thought, because we've had a mission statement, and I understand how important it is for me to other photographers and other businesses. I think what a mission statement does is, in some ways, it becomes a yardstick. You measure your decisions against it. And so, like, when you go to make a decision, you go to that mission or vision that you have written out, and you say, does it line up with that? Will it nurture that, or will it work against that? Does it line up with it? And so you're actually you're providing for yourself a yardstick that will help you in every decision from that point forward.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. Our four values are community, collaboration, adaptability, and integrity. And so, building on what you just said about a yardstick, every decision that I make, whether it's behind the scenes with a team or with our external community, I run through that filter, really. Does this serve the community? Does this involve collaboration? Because that's important to us, both internally and externally. Are we being adaptable in this moment? Because that's the name of the game right now, right? Like, you have to be nimble about what your decisions are, and does it have integrity? So we run everything through that filter. So let's talk about what that looks like as far as your customer experience. When you have a customer, again, from point A all the way through the process, if their first experience with you is when they call your studio, what are you doing on the phone? Are you saying, hi, welcome to Walden's? You know, what is that tone? How do you set that up? A long time ago, at another business, at Brighton Collectibles, I was a district manager for several years. I made one change to our phone answering. So we used to say at Brighton years ago, thank you for calling Brighton Collectibles. My name is Jalen. How can I help you? Right. And that became very that.
That sounds like Michael. That's why Michael can't answer the phone here.
Thank you for calling Sigmund Taylor. This is not good. So I did this little experiment, and I had our team answer the phone and say, it's a great day at Brighton Collectibles. My name is Jalen. How can I help you? And just by saying, even if it wasn't a great day, like, the girls would, it was mostly women who worked for me, they loved it because it made them stop what they were doing and take a breath. And the response on the phone was unbelievable. Sometimes people would just sit there for a second and go, wow, thank you for saying you're having, I was expecting, you know, not someone cheerful and not someone ready to help, right? Like, just changing your language, and whatever that looks like, it doesn't have to be that. Think about what your first impression is, because think about how you as a consumer have first impressions at places.
Yeah.
Think about if you were to walk into a brick and mortar store and they say, hi, welcome in. And what do we usually say right away? Just looking.
Yeah, just looking.
Right? Just looking. Just, you know, get off my back. But instead, what if that person said to you, I've been in this store all day long and I have not even seen the outside. What's it doing out there? How's the weather? Right? Asking a question right away that can give you some sort of response completely changes the tone of your interaction. So when someone walks in for their design appointment, say, again, I think we've all talked about this. We know the basic creature comforts. You know, we have water bottles, we have coffee, but what if you had used the tools that are available to you, and you had had some conversations with this person, or maybe you've, you know, stalked them a little bit on social media. You can do that. And say that I was your customer and you saw that my little tagline is Jalynn Webb here in the land of bees and bourbon, right? Because my business is called Diva Bee. I'm a big fan of bourbon. And what if I was coming in at 5 o'clock and you said, you know what? I just was over, especially in Kentucky, right? I was over at Maker's Mark or Woodford. And have you had this? Have you ever tried this? You know, would you want this? Or even if you had like a little take home little airplane bottle, like, I know how much you love bourbon. I was over there and this is like a special edition that they have. I want to give you this as a little gift, just a little one. Like that is so disarming in the, and it doesn't have to be big, right?
It has to be thoughtful.
It just has to be thoughtful.
Thoughtful. Yeah.
It just has to be thoughtful. And there's a myriad of things that you can figure out about, you know, your families or your people. You see, you look on somebody's Facebook, they're a new customer, and they, every photograph on there is of their little Frenchie that they're obviously weirdly obsessed with, like more than a baby. Not naming any names in this room.
Can't identify. Come on now. You're going to have to choose another example, Jalynn. I don't understand that
one. So what if you had something for their dog? Like even a little doggy to go. I mean, think about what Starbucks has done with the Puppuccino, right? It's a little bit of whipped cream in a cup.
Yeah.
And people think that is the biggest treat. What if you reached out to that particular client with something that was thoughtful? Bev and Tim do this really well with, they have partnerships. We do this as well. I have partnerships. I do this internally for my team a lot. I do a lot of outreach in the community and find places that I can get some advertising for them in our playbill. And then I get, because, you know, I want to have some gift cards for a massage or a pedicure. But then I can pass that along to my team as something that to give them as a gift. One of the things that we did this year here at the Dinner Theater is when we put our season tickets on sale, we have like an extra gift right at the beginning for people who buy in right away. And this year, I was a little nervous about this because I did a tangible. Last year we did, if they signed up for season tickets and bought the season ticket package, they got a free dessert. It was our 15th season. So it was a big deal that we had made it through the past couple of years and we were actually open and people loved that because it was kind of going on, but that was then food costs went through the roof and I was like, whoa. So I did a stainless steel tumbler that looks like our normal one that we sell, but it's a different color. And it says season 16 VIP, just has a little graphic. It has our candlelight logo and has that graphic. And I was like, well, we're going into season 16. I'm going to do 1600 of these. The first 1600 people will get it. That should get us through at least 8 weeks of selling of our holiday show. That's our busiest time. That's when we put tickets on sale. They were gone in 3 weeks. We had people who drove here to buy their season tickets because they wanted that tumbler. Bev and I talked about this for years. Like, how do we create, women want something, right? They want to be a part of a club. One idea that I've never figured out how to integrate it, but I will someday, and I'll just give it to y'all for free, was to have a key fob that was designed with a logo, like for a business that meant something, like it was part of a club, because women always have a giant key thing with stuff on it. And if you're having brunch or whatever, and somebody goes, oh, that's cute, what is that? Then they would say, oh, that's because I'm part of the Walden's Club. And that means I get XYZ that nobody else gets. Well, I want to be a part of that club. Right.
Listen, I want to be a part of that club.
Right. Like,
I want to be a part of any club.
And that's there it is.
Right. Just happy to be here.
Yeah.
We talk a lot. This is sort of customer experience, but I'll just throw this out here. We talk a lot about not discounting things and not discounting your art or your work, but finding membership club ways to connect, that kills two birds, right? Because it makes your client feel special. And then it creates a situation where they might tell their friends and they'll tell their friends. It's that girlfriend sisterhood marketing, right?
Quick question, Jalynn. Can I interrupt you real quick and come back to these small gestures? I love that of like dog treats or whatever it is. How do we do things like that without revealing that we've been stalking them on social media?
Well, I think you also, those are questions you ask in the design appointment, on the phone, because those are things that you can have all the basic generic things at the design appointment, coffee, tea,
blah,
blah. And then you ask those questions because you want to get to know them. And then you put that in their customer file and you keep building as you go so that you have that. So there's always a surprise and delight is what I call it.
Perfect.
A surprise and delight moment. Yeah. Throughout your relationship with this client, because your goal, to my understanding, is that this is not a one-time thing. You're creating a multi-year, multi-decade in some cases, relationship with these customers. So it would make sense that as you got to know them, and in this day and age, I also don't think there's anything wrong with saying, oh, I was so excited to meet you. And I looked at you on Facebook, like I was fangirling a little bit. And I noticed that you can say that. And it's not creepy. When people tell that to me here at the theater, they go, I saw your name in the program and I just had to find, and people friend me all the time. And that's why I keep myself so neutral and I'll accept anybody. I don't care, because that's one more avenue of relationship.
And
that's our lingo these days, right? That's our,
and it's free.
Yeah.
It's free.
That's our currency. And it's our currency. It's not expensive to do this. And everybody's nickel diming now. All the businesses are pulling back and surcharging us to death. And so this is such an easy way to stand out.
Oh,
it's just being nice.
Nice.
Since it's surprise and delight, it can come at any point during the relationship.
Yeah.
So it can be that initial visit, if it's appropriate, that you know that you feel comfortable and you've learned this information, but it could also be when they come in for the session. It could be come in for the selection appointment. It could be at the pickup time. Anytime where you've built this information, you built a level of trust and friendship. And you've gathered that information through multiple ways, through conversation, through, you know, maybe they were a referral and you know them through a friend who's saying, oh yeah, I go to XYZ with my friend. I've sent her over to you, whatever it might be. So because it is surprise and delight, it can come at any particular point.
Yeah.
I know of the things, Jalynn, we've started to do too, is we kind of following in the Oprah Winfrey footsteps, we've started doing like our favorite things at really surprise times. And one of the things that's been very popular that kind of follows this customer experience is that in between their order and the fulfillment, right in the middle, approximately, we know about when the middle is, we're sending them an experience that we love. It could be a gourmet popcorn, or it could be like a specialty tea. And it said, we want you to know that your art is being crafted as we speak. But while you wait, we wanted to share an experience that we love with you. It's not branded. Now, there's nothing wrong with branded items, but these aren't branded. This is like, here's what Tim and Bev love to do. We would love for you to experience it because it means so much to us. And so there's all kinds of spinoffs on how you advance and build.
And I want to say too, what you're talking about, Tim, we're going to local venues.
Yeah.
And so we make little cards, we as photographers, we can get press printed. We can design cards and note cards and stuff. So we take a photograph with these people and say, we love, like, for example, Rayanne's popcorn. She's been a good friend for years. She worked for us for a little while. I designed all of her logos and labels that she uses on her popcorn. And so we're helping a local vendor. We're supporting them, but, and, you know, and giving people an experience at the same time. So it's great to do the buy local kind of thing. Same with Elmwood Inn Teas. You're familiar with that because we used to go to tea there, but they now just, you know, do shipping of teas and stuff. But, and I wanted to say one more quick thing I did that was not very expensive, just took a little bit of elbow grease, is I designed little cards that were for kids that said, congratulations, we're so proud of you or something. Ordered 25 of them. And then I kind of stalked on Facebook at the beginning of the school year, you know, right now, although I would, because I'm paranoid, I wouldn't do it with my children, but they would hold up a little chalkboard that says, hi, my name is Annie. I'm six. My favorite color is purple, blah, 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 blah. And I'm starting second grade. And so I went through all of, I found all of our customers that had their kids names, ages, and all that. And I went to Grader's Ice Cream. You're familiar with that. The best ice cream around. And bought $5 gift cards, which would probably buy a small cone. And I sent them each child. I wrote, we're so proud of you. We see you're starting school. Hope you have a great year. And sent them a $5 ice cream card. Cards we designed, and then we could put our own logo and stuff on it. And sometimes you do things like that, and it's a little bit of legwork, and you're like, gosh, you know, they're not calling and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. But I don't know that everybody would or does, but you're making another impression on them, an impression. Yes. You're reminding them yes. who we are, that we love them, that we care about their kids. And sometimes, like one person I sent to, we did a maternity portrait and their kid was starting first grade. So where did 6 years go? We haven't seen them. You know, so I want to remind them, hey, woo-hoo, we're raising our hand and saying, we're still here. You know, you need to come in for a portrait, but it's not an overt come in. It's just a nice way of saying, we see you and we see your children and we're so proud of them and they're so cute. Just a little thing.
I love it. And I think that there's a whole gamut of what you can do as you have connected with your customers, right? And as you build that relationship, there may be more layers to that relationship, and you mm-hmm. can support local businesses. You can combine that. You could, if you have a local tea company, as you said, Bev, and you're sending, you know, some gourmet teas, you could also send along a Walden branded mug so that when they make that tea, they're drinking out of that and going, oh, they sent me this. You know, those are some of my yeah. favorite things that I have. Yeah. In my home are actually people, you know, popcorn, get them go to Home Goods or something and, you know, get a popcorn bowl and
right.
put a sticker with your logo, you know, whatever. There are ways, or you could custom create those. You can also send people something for no reason at all. Not in between okay. appointments, not, it could be 6 months after. It could be like you just said, we haven't seen you in 6 years, but we remember you. We see that there's a milestone happening in your life. And again, if you're not sincere, this all goes back to your initial character of who you are. And yeah. if you care about human beings the way that I know you do, that all of you do, the way that I do, it is interesting to me to know what people are doing. It is fascinating to have conversations with people and see where their lives are going. And so that's not fake. That is just something that becomes baked into the experience. And whether it is a note in the mail with nothing attached, something from a local business, a surprise and delight of something that they want, and a real understanding of, hey, this made me think of you. And, you know, you have said before, Bev, people just brought you presents all the time. People brought me presents all the time because
you told them to.
I told them.
You probably did.
Probably did. But what I really did say was that we had conversations about stuff, and I did the same. I would be out and I would have had a conversation and I would see something, and I still do this to this day. There probably isn't a week that goes by that someone in this building doesn't get some rando thing from me because I've seen some little, and it's never anything giant, right? I have in my notes app what every single person on our staff drinks at Starbucks. Oh, I have what every single person in our building likes for a snack. And when things are hard, and things are hard here sometimes in this world, it's a hard world, rebuilding all of this. I know internally with my internal community, I can do that. I do the same with our patrons. And it's a little different because I see 300 people a night here at the dinner theater. That's how many we hold. And I talk to every single table. That's one of the things I do every day. And I am either talking to them about purchasing, or if they've already renewed for the next season, I'm not ignoring them because they already did it. I stop at their table and I say, I just am here to say thank you, because it's because of you that we're still going. And they say, wow, we thought you'd skip us because we already did what we were supposed to do. And I will never skip those people. And some I've had to hire extra help because I can't get through the room anymore. So I'm now training a bench to also do that same thing. And it's that constant human contact during the dinner hour, during the hour and a half while they're eating dinner, that I am walking around talking to every single person that I can. And that, I think, right there tells that story. That is the crux of what you can do to create a client experience. Think about how you want to be treated. Think about the things that you've experienced and the things that have bugged you. And I would venture to guess that those things are usually insincere people. People who feel like they have an agenda, mm-hmm. or they don't really care, and they are only thinking of the next dollar bill instead of thinking about, how do I connect with you on a human level? Because let's face it, we have lived in a world of screens for the past few years that got vicious, mm-hmm. because people felt like there was no accountability for their behavior or their actions. And mm-hmm. as we move back into a world where we need each other. One of the things I say every night before the show starts, or most nights, to our audience is that there was a study that when people are sitting together in a room and they are listening to music, everyone's hearts start to beat at the same time.
Oh. Wow. Gosh.
That doesn't exist.
Bev and I are over here like sucking our thumbs.
This is true. And that doesn't exist watching Netflix, right? That only exists when you are experiencing art at the same time with the rest of humanity.
Mm.
That right there shows me that we need each other, and we need actual connection and real experiences with real human beings. Yeah. We don't work without that. And as portrait artists and visual artists, that is your charge in life, is to create exceptional moments with your clients, and then you leave them an actual memory of that. That's tangible. You get to leave them with a tangible moment based on your relationship.
Woo.
Yeah. I have no words.
That was a resounding mic drop there. Let me ask you, I'm listening and I'm thinking, wow, this is really the ultimate. Support my local vendors, get mugs made with my logo for local tea, like all of the things. And then I say, oh my God, I'm one person. Mm-hmm. You know, how do I do it all? Whatever. I mean, Michael too, but I'm saying of our listeners, maybe they're one person and they're thinking, there's no way. And so then they just that they forget it. They can't do it. Like, it's all or nothing. Right. So, you know,
No. Start small.
Exactly.
Start small. Find a target group, because we all have it, right? In my Brighton days, I started with my top 25, and it wasn't necessarily 100% financial, right? That was a part of it, right? Because in order to justify the budget, like, you got to keep bringing in big, I'm not going to start with that end, right? But there were a few that were regulars that didn't have quite as high, but they were in the community, right? Like, think about it that way too. Who are your superstars that maybe they're not financially there yet, but they're enough and they're also giving you some more reach? Start there. Start with 20 people. Start with 10 people that you go, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to find one local business. Like, I mean, Tim and Bev started with Rayanne, and then they have Elmwood. And I think every year you kind of adding, as you have more experiences, you're adding different people to your roster. And this is where bartering comes in great, right? Like, you can even go to them. I do this all the time. Hey, I'll give you some tickets. You give me some stuff so that I can use that. And that's a win-win for me, because that is not a big dollar. You can do a portrait for someone and give them something even small, and that feels big to them. Or, hey, you all do amazing graphic things. Let me do your headshot and help you create a business card, right? Like, those are great ways to do it. So start small, and then build as you go, so that you do not feel overwhelmed from the jump that you have to do this for your entire client base. Start small. Start with the people that you have a heart connection with. And I'll be waiting for all of my branded baskets and Sigmund Taylor.
That's right. You guys heard it here. No more excuses. We have, that's exactly what I wanted to get at, a nice little tangible, get started solution that people can, start working with right away. Because I think that's all of our procrastination comes from something like that, where we make it too big, too complicated, too grand. And we just need to get down to business and do the small things. So,
can I add one more thing? I feel like, if you can, all y'all listeners out there, and you all have created a community as well, find an accountability partner. Find someone that's going to hold you to it, so that you, and if you both want to go into this project, say, okay, here's my 10 people. In a month, I'm going to check in with you, and I'm going to tell you who I have sent something to, because it's the same. In this pandemic, people ask how I've survived, and I usually say meat, sadness, and my Peloton.
I thought you were going to say bourbon.
And bourbon too. But my Peloton has been a really amazing thing. And what has kept me accountable to it is that I have other people that I ride, that I connect with. And I have forced myself to post about it, to be accountable about it. And when I don't, I just don't do it as much, right? So I feel like, especially as we get older, accountability is really important. And so find a buddy out there in your photography world and say, we're going to do this, and we're going to see how we move the needle, because I promise that these investments will pay off in huge dividends, not just financially, which financially is important, let's get real, but also in the way that you actually plant seeds and see that grow with your client base, with relationship.
Yeah, we started a chat on our Facebook that's just for photographers, and it went on for 7 days, 9 days. I think I just got another notification. Like, people were like so excited. This is what I do for a customer. This is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I do. Well, and then somebody said, well, what do you do? Well, what can I do? And it was like a community that came together and helped. But some of these people are doing so much. Like, I looked at Tim and went, like, crap. Like, we don't prepare a custom charcuterie board for the customer with flowers that I grow in a garden outside of my door. So I'm like, my goodness, these people,
I love it.
But it gives you like something to reach for, I suppose. Yeah. But it was great because it was all these minds, these minds bubbling together, and you just grabbed ideas. You could pick, you know, pick ideas off of the comments. Like, I could do that. I can't do that. Well, that would be good. I love that, you know, kind of thing. And I think it was really helpful. So you're right. We do need each other. We
internal community. That's your
each other. Yeah. That's our internal community. Yeah. And so we'll start another chat and, you know, talk about some other stuff, because I think people really related to it other than your watch or phone going off and buzzing every 5 seconds. But
will you quick housekeeping, Bev, in case people don't know the Facebook group you're talking about. Can you just say the name of it and tell them how to get into it?
Okay. It's Portrait Success with the Waldens. Am I right, Tim?
Yeah. Okay. That's right. And
Portrait Success with the Waldens, and just type it in Facebook and ask to be invited in, and we'll invite you in. It's only for photographers. And
me, I'm in there.
You're there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have some. That goes without saying.
Your membership just tripled now that they know Jalynn is in there. I didn't need another photographer group, but now I'm coming, Jalynn.
When we start anything, it's me, Bab, and then Jalynn.
We used to teach together.
And now that we talk about accountability groups, you know, that's exactly Monica, Michael, Rod Evans, you know, this group. Mm-hmm. People, they kind of know us through this podcast or through lectures or whatever, but we hold each other accountable, Jalynn, just like you were talking about. And we meet every other week, and it's not about what the next podcast it is. It's about what are you doing to service others? How can we improve our photography? How can we improve our marketing or sales?
What problems or challenges are we having?
And the podcast is a result of that friendship. It's not that we did the podcast and then did the other. It is a result of that. So that is really, you're right, it's a centric kind of a life of its own that you can raise the bar for yourself and for others.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Tim, because I think one thing we've done really intentionally and really well with our little mastermind group of the five of us is we don't use that time to discuss the podcast. We're very intentional when at all possible to discuss the podcast or any educational opportunities we're working on separately.
Right.
That 60 to 90 minutes every 2 weeks is for our studios, for our clients. Yeah.
Because we have to practice what we preach, and we have struggles, and we have things that work, and we have things that don't work. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, one of the things, you know, for myself and Bev and Monica, I imagine you guys as well, is that you don't focus on yourself. You focus on teaching, you focus on your business, and you don't focus on improvement. And I don't care who you are or how good you are. I don't care how many awards you've won. Those are all wonderful. We all have room to grow. We all need each other to grow. And we need to sharpen ourselves by being around people that are like-minded and skilled. And our group has done that for me and Bab. And I think that's good advice
for everyone else.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, Jalynn, we can't thank you enough for your time. What a great source of inspiration and encouragement you've been, and a new voice for our photographer friends to listen to besides listening us rattling on and on every week after week. So we sure do appreciate you. And I will let Bev.
They're new. Mushy.
Yeah, it's the cold medicine kicking in, but I will let you guys say the last word for the week and take it away. We'll close up.
All right. Well, first, thank you, Jalynn. And I think I know from firsthand how wonderful all the things and advice you've given actually play out, because you've been part of our life, part of our business. Means so much. I hope this is helpful to other photographers. We're grateful to have you, and we're grateful to be part of such a great group and to share information with other photographers. I hope it's meaningful to them too.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody. This is another edition of the F-Stops Here, and we'll be back again next week. Have a great week until then.
Jazz hands.